الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى، قسم الأرزاق فأسعد وأشقى، وجعل الآخرة هي الأبقى. والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى والحبيب المجتبى سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن سار على نهجه. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, imagine I was to tell you that you have a very precious gem that you don't know about. Some of us probably know about it, but most of us are probably not aware of how valuable it is, and some of us might not have it, but I'm sure that most of us do have it somewhere, kept in their hearts. This precious gem is Ayat al-Kursi. I will attempt to just highlight some of the points about Ayat al-Kursi. It's such a great ayah that it would be impossible to cover it in a whole khutbah, let alone a very short time that we have here. Ayat al-Kursi is the greatest ayah of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is all great, but Ayat al-Kursi is the greatest of the great. Ayat al-Kursi consists of 50 words, and they are probably the most precious 50 words in existence that a human being can learn. Ayat al-Kursi consists of 9 sentences. And these are probably the most precious 9 sentences that you can spend time memorizing, if you don't already memorize it. It's got several of Allah's attributes and names. Some scholars have said it carries 17 of His names and attributes. Other scholars have said it's 18. Others have said, no, it's up to 24. But that's not the issue. The point is, it carries a lot of Allah's names and attributes. We all know that the hadith of Prophet ﷺ said that Allah has got 99 names. Whoever learns them and understands them, not just memorizes them, will go to Jannah, inshaAllah. But this does not mean that Allah has only 99 names. These are the only 99 names that have been revealed to us. There are many more names that have not been revealed to us, but they've been revealed to some special ibad. And we will learn all the names and attributes, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Some of Allah's names and attributes are asma' sifat. They are names of description, such as Al-Kareem, Al-Haleem, Al-Rahim. And others are asma' af'al, such as Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit. And others are asma' that, which means they are proper names. They just are names of Allah. And the greatest, of course, of these names are Allah, the name Allah. The name Allah is the name of the entity that has to exist, and without its existence, nothing else would exist, and this is Allah. He has informed us about His name. Nobody else has ever been called Allah. Nobody else will ever be called Allah until the Day of Judgment. So, moving on from there, we will not have time to go through the whole ayah in details because scholars have written books and books about it. But let's just take a taster of what every word carries. Now, one other thing, just important bit about Ayat al-Kursi and why it is so great and what are its attributes. Ayat al-Kursi is the only ayah in Quran where every single word carries either tasbih or taqdis. Tasbih in Arabic means nafyu ma la yaliqu billah. Wa tasbih huwa ithbat ma yaliqu billah. Roughly translated, tasbih is praise of Allah, and taqdis is sanctification of Allah. So if you go through it, you will find Allah, لا إله إلا هو تسبيح، الحي القيوم تقديس، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم تسبيح، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض تقديس. and go on and on and on. So just go through it when you have time, and you will find that subhanallah, not one single word in this ayah is not either tasbih or taqdis to Allah. The only other part of the Quran that comes close to that is Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, but it has the word Qul, which is not tasbih or taqdis. So it's just an interesting thought. So when you are reading this ayah, and I'm sure we all read it several times a day, just remember, you know, try to feel in your heart, what are you reading? What are the words that you are reading? You are either doing tasbih to Allah Jalla Jalalu or taqdis to Allah Jalla. Every single word is either tasbih or taqdis. So it starts with Allah, and as I said, this is the name that Allah has given to Himself. La ilaha illa huwa. La ilaha illa Allah is the most precious word on earth. The most precious word Allah has ever revealed, and this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah was talking to Prophet Moses, He told him, Ya Musa, لو أن السماوات السبع والأراضين السبع في كفة, if the whole creations, the seven earths and the seven skies, are on one side, and لا إله إلا الله في الكفة الأخرى, لرجحت كفة لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله is such a precious word. لا إله إلا الله is a word that we have to start trying and get ingrained into our hearts. On the day of judgment, we are told that a man goes to the judgment where they weigh his good deeds and his bad deeds. And he's got so many bad deeds that the side of the bad deeds is so much heavier. And he says, I'm doomed. And the angels say, take him to hell. And then Allah says, hang on, I've got one little card for this man. And he puts a card on the other side that carries the name, La ilaha illallah. And the other side just goes through and he's taken to heaven. So this is the value of La ilaha illallah. This is how precious it is. Then it moves on to say, Al Hayyu Al Qayyum. Al Hayyu Al Qayyum are two of Allah's names, or two of Allah's attributes. And of course, when it talks about Al Hayy, the translation of Al Hayy is the living. But of course, Allah, God, is nothing like what we describe ourselves with or what we imagine. His life is very different from our life. Anything on this of His creation, anything in the heavens or the earth, anything has got a life with a beginning and an end. Allah's life does not begin or end. He is the ever-living. He's existed for eternity, and He will exist for eternity. Allah does not have a beginning or an end. So when we say Ism al-Hayy, we need to understand what al-Hayy really means. What it really means when we mention Asma'ullah and we talk about Ism al-Hayy. That's just, as I said, these are just little tasters. But if you go and research these, you will find pages and pages and books written about each of these attributes. So when you say al-Hayy and you feel it in your heart, try to feel what it is that you're talking about. And then al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum, they talk about it and they say al-Qa'imu bi nafsi al-Muqimu li ghayri. It means that we cannot do anything without Him. He is overseeing everything we are doing. He is qa'im over all of His creations. So this is just a taster of the first sentence. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. That's only one sentence. And as I said, if we start talking about every sentence can take hours and hours and hours to feel and describe, subhanallah. This is how precious this ayah is. Now, let's just move on quickly because, as I said, there's a big time constraint, unfortunately, now with the time where we have to finish. Just a little interesting thought that I read about from one of the scholars. Now, as I said, Ayat al-Kursi is nine sentences. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤذوه حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Now I just want to remind you about one thing before we go into this interesting thought. Now when I'm doing this or when somebody's doing that, you need to have it written in front of you so that you can do the calculations the way I'll show you in a minute. You need to remember that the Quran was not written. It was not revealed in a written form. The Quran was passed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam verbally. It was in words, not in writing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not read or write anyway. So here's the interesting thought. Let's take one ayah at a time. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, ayah number one. Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living al-hayy, the sustainer al-qayyum of all existence. This is ayah number one. So it contains two of Allah's attributes, al-hayy wal-qayyum. Now let's move on to ayah number nine, the last ayah. What does it say? وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And He is the most high and most great. Al-Aliyyu al-Azim. What does it have? Two of Allah's attributes. Al-Aliyyu al-Azim. So there's some relationship between number one and number nine. Let's look at ayah number two. Ayah number two says, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Neither drowsiness overtakes him nor sleep. So he doesn't get tired or exhausted. Let's go to the second from the last. Ayah number eight. What does it say? وَلَا يَعُدُوهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And their preservation tires him not. He doesn't get tired. Allah does not get tired. So again, look at number two and number eight. You will find that they are very closely linked to each other. Subhanallah. Now, let's move on. Sentence number three. It says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whatever is in heavens and whatever is on earth. So He's the ownership. He's the owner, sorry. So He's introducing the concept of ownership of Allah. Now, in Arabic, there are two words which are very close. Malik, Malik, and Malik. And sometimes people read this surah in two different pronunciations. Malik is the owner of something. Malik is the king of something. Malik does not necessarily mean that he's a Malik. You can be owner of something. You're the owner of your car, but you're not the king of your car. And vice versa. You could be a king, could be a king of an island, but he's not necessarily the owner of the island. So the queen does not own the UK. Right? So Malik and Malik. So let's go back to, so that we don't waste too much time, let's go back to this. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ يَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whatever is in heavens and whatever is on earth. So He belongs. He's the Malik. He's the owner. Now let's go to the third ayah from the end, which is ayah number seven. And it says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. Kursi is being translated as throne, although it's not an accurate translation, but there's no time to go into that. But they say that His throne, that His kingdom, engulfs samawati wal ard, the heavens and the earth. So again, the two ayahs are very closely linked. One of them establishing ownership, the other establishing kingdom. Let's move on. Sentence number four. Man dal ladhi yashfa indahu illa bi idni. To this, who is it that can intercede with Him except with His permission? You know that on the day of judgment, Allah is going to allow some people to intercede, and the greatest intercede is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope that he intercedes on behalf of all of us, inshallah. So it says here that nobody can intercede except by His authority. So it's establishing the authority of Allah even in intercession. And let's go to the ayah number four from the bottom, which is says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. And here it says, and they encompass nothing of His knowledge except what He wills. So again, very close linkage. What He allows and what He wills. Very close linkage between sentence number four and sentence number six. Now this leaves us with one sentence, which is number five, that's in the middle. And what does it say? It says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Subhanallah. He knows what is presently in front of them and what is behind them. So, I know it's a bit too much to take in, but think about it. When you go home, think about it. Just write it down or look at it and think about it. Who can speak in this way? Who can organize the thoughts and sentences in this way so that one is equivalent to 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7? I have to write it down to be able to talk even about it. Subhanallah. This is Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. So brothers and sisters, as I said, Ayat al-Kursi is a real gem which we all probably have in our hearts. Some of us know about it, some of us don't know. But we all need to really try to appreciate what it means. We all need to spend some time to try and understand it and maybe make use of it. Now, I'm just going to go very quickly through some of the hadith of Prophet ﷺ that explains the value of this ayah. The Prophet told us that the ayah, when it was revealed to him, he said, "An ayah has been revealed to me that has never been revealed to anyone before." So this ayah has not been revealed before in any other book, either in the Torah or the Injil or any other book. It is unique to us, to the Quran, to the Muslims. If you read it, if it's read in a house, the shaitan does not enter the house for 30 days. And magic cannot affect anybody, or evil cannot affect anybody in the house for 40 nights. If someone reads it, Allah protects him and all around him. Some of the hadith even went to say protects him, the neighbors, and the neighbor next to the neighbor. But anyhow, doesn't matter. It's enough to have the protection, to feel that you are protected and your family is protected just by reading the ayah in your house. Now, here's the big gem. Whoever reads it, that's hadith. Prophet ﷺ, as I said, I don't have time to go through the references, but you can look at them, look them up. They're all genuine hadiths. Whoever reads it after every prayer, nothing prevents him or her from going to heaven except death. So it's a guaranteed key to heaven, inshallah. All what you need to do is just read it after every prayer. Subhanallah. And then another hadith which is quite interesting, it says, can only persist, the only person who can persist with it is either a siddiq or a abid, somebody who is truthful or somebody who is a worshipper. Because I'm sure the skeptics are going to look around and say, hang on, okay, fine, I can read it after every salah, and then I can guarantee to go to heaven. And I'm telling you, yes, because the Prophet ﷺ said that. But you will only be allowed to persist with it if Allah allows you to. So you can take the initiative, but unless you are genuine, Allah will not allow you to do it. You will forget. Wallahu a'lam. So anyway, it's a gem. It's a very precious bit. It's a very precious part of the Quran. I'm sure most of us memorize it. Those who don't memorize it, I would encourage them to go and memorize it. Try to make use of it. Try to read it every day. Before you go to bed at night, read it after every salah, and go and research it more, and you'll find many, many more attributes to this ayah. Finally, I would just say that, remind you that Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah has got 99 names or attributes. We don't know all the names or attributes, but we know 99 of them. Again, it is worthwhile investing time in trying to learn the names and trying to understand them. يا مالك السماوات والأرض انصر عبادك في كل مكان الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا من لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لا تكلنا لأنفسنا طرفة عين يا رب العالمين يا من لا يشفع عنده أحد إلا بإذنه شفع فينا حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين يا من تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور تجاوز عنا وزكي نفوسنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وارفع كلمة الدين يا رب العالمين. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله. Thank you.